On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about, well, you know, with all the Christmas wrappings and the different things that are going to be happening over Christmas and the holidays, what do you do with all that Christmas wrapping and all the things that you may be getting that are packaged, and how do you recycle them? Well, we've got a person that can help us out on that. I'd like to welcome into the program Becky Borton, who's the Administrative Coordinator for the Solid Waste Program. Becky, it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, Dale. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you so much. You know, a lot of times, and it happens every single year, not just with the Christmas holidays, but other holidays as well, is what do you do with all that holiday party aftermath? So we thought we would talk with you a little bit here on the program tonight and talk about things that can be recycled at the county drop-off site. And normally, what some of those things that can be recycled are what, Becky?
Well, our county recycling site is basically for your household items, your plastic, food, and juice containers, the ones with the numbers 1 through 7, tin cans, glass bottles. We could take all colored glass bottles still, your regular cardboard, your newspapers, office papers, and magazines, just your basic household recyclable stuff. But with the holidays coming up, you've got the extra things like your boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cardboard boxes are coming up, and you can bring your cardboard boxes to us if you take out the cellophane, you know, the toys that come with the cellophane in there. Take that cellophane out, remove the excess tape and labels, and break them down flat and short, maybe about like 2.5 foot by 2.5 foot.
Okay.
And the cardboard with the corrugated cardboard, you know, the ones with the wavy inserts, those should be taken to Goodwill or Neighbors of Hope.
And again, just with that, just flatten those boxes as well, too, when they take them to either location, right, to Becky?
Yes, they should flatten those down, too, just so they're easier to haul and they take up less space.
Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. so it's so important, too, as you mentioned, about making sure you take off that like the packaging tape and some of the stickers and some of those type of things that are on those boxes too, right?
Yes. Yeah. They don't recycle so well, and it makes things a lot easier and more convenient and the process smoother.
Well, what about the wrapping paper in itself, Becky? Can that be recyclable?
Well, plain wrapping paper is recyclable. And when I say plain wrapping paper, it's not the fancy stuff. It doesn't have the metallic shine to it or any colored flakes or glitter or foil, metallics, a substance to it. So a good test is to crush it up, wrinkle it up, make a ball out of it. And if it stays into that ball shape, then it's recyclable. If it kind of pops back out, then it's more than likely not recyclable.
Okay. Well, along with the holiday wrapping usually comes some bows along with that. So what about those?
The Christmas bows, ribbons and bows, oh no. Yeah, these are not accepted at our recycling drop-off site. They are typically made out of a plastic material, and they become very long, and they get entangled, and they are not recyclable. Please do not put them in with your recycled materials. But you can consider reusing them or donating them to a local arts and crafts center.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I still think a lot of people still will do the greeting cards. Yeah, so what about those, Becky?
Greeting cards with glitter or metallic accents. Plastic or photo paper. Photo paper cannot, these things cannot be recycled. But greeting cards and envelopes that are made of the plain paper materials, they can be put in with the recycling bin. But one option you may want to consider is donating your Christmas cards to St. Jude's Ranch for Children, or a local daycare, or an arts and crafts center, schools, senior centers, or churches. They may reuse them for projects for next year.
There you go. There's a good idea. You know, just take the part off to where maybe the signatures are at, but just to recycle or to donate the rest of the card, right, Becky?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. What about broken Christmas lights? You know, every once in a while that happens, or oops, you dropped the light or the candle light that has the lights on them. What about those?
Or the string of lights when you have on you had your string of lights and you're done with those. Those do not go into the recycle bin. You could, if you had a lot of Christmas lights that you were done with, you can contact a scrap metal yard because they do recycle them there.
Oh, okay.
Or you can find a collection site where they take scrap metal. And hopefully maybe next year we may have a collection day or event for them, but we didn't this year.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, what about, you know, we get, especially with Christmas, there's that possibility of getting some new electronics. So what do you do with the old?
This is actually one of the largest things are electronics. And the electronics are not accepted that are recycled after the holidays. And we do not, unfortunately, accept electronics down at the drop-off site. Contact Ann Arbor or Recycle Ann Arbor or Jefferson Township Transfer Station, or you can wait for a local collection event.
And then,
And if they're still in working order, one of our local donation centers may accept them. And it's always wise to call before you take them in.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about once we get done with the Christmas trees after the holidays, Becky?
Local municipalities usually have a collection day for your real trees. You'll want to contact them for their collection options or your waste hauler.
Okay.
Or the artificial trees are not accepted at the recycling drop-off site. Please do not take your artificial trees to the recycling drop-off site. You may want to save it until next fall and try to sell it or give it away. They last for a very long time.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you can use them for a different purpose next year. You might want to use those limbs to create a new wreath.
There you go. I never thought about that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, you know, the plastic toys, Becky? Can they be recycled?
Plastic toys, unfortunately, cannot be recycled in the drop-off recycling center. They would need to be donated.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a great way to get it reused, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
As well as clothes. Clothes do not go into the drop-off recycling site either.
Yeah.
They need to go to a donation site.
And it's best to be able to do that, you know, something like, you know, if you have clothes to give them to either Goodwill or maybe to the Salvation Army or something of that.
Definitely. That way they get reused or repurposed.
Well, the one thing that you want to make sure that people understand, it's regarding trash, Becky.
Yeah. Our recycling site is for recycling purposes. It's not a trash collection site. We want to keep our drop-off site open and operating for those that want to continue recycling. We can't handle the trash that's being dumped down there. So please do not dump trash into our recycling site.
And there's, you do have a list of things right at the recycling center there on the signs, don't you, Becky?
There is a sign down there. It takes just a moment to read through it. It's very big. It's between the containers. There's a list of acceptable items listed on our county website. I'm available if you need any help. All you have to do is call our number, 264-4511. The county website is www.lenawee.mi.us. And if you can't find how to dispose of something, you can always search the Michigan Recycling Directory. And they have a lot of different opportunities or options for you as well.
And again, the phone number to call if they do have any questions, again, Becky?
Is 264-4511.
4511, okay. And just kind of a reminder once again, because I know we've talked about this, especially during viewpoint is that the one thing that to really think about and not to recycle is things like pizza boxes, correct?
Pizza boxes, plastic bags, garbage bags. When you go in there and you take your plastics in a garbage bag, take them out of the garbage bag and dump them in. Do not just throw the whole garbage bag in there. Pizza boxes are really bad for our cardboard. Styrofoam does not go in there. Vacuums do not go in there.
And think of, you know, anything related to that, you know, that it cannot just be recyclable, can it?
Right.
Yeah. You know, some good reminders. Anything else? Well, the other thing that I was thinking about as well is just as a reminder is about how to put things into the containers at the recycling center, Becky, about, you know, not just stuffing the containers all the way to the opening of the chute, correct?
Correct. It's been flowing very nicely the last couple of weeks, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So it's just breaking things down, putting them in there, letting the container cycle all the way through. When they're cycling, leave the door shut, let it cycle through, then open the door up, put some more in, and let it go. If it's full, don't keep shoving it in.
Yeah, yeah. It just makes matters even worse, doesn't it?
Bogs the system down.
Yeah, it sure does. And we don't want that to happen because then, you know, it means having to wait for somebody to be able to come out, to be able to clear it out. And we shouldn't have to do that.
Not right.
Yeah. You know, that way, you know, it's being considerate for other people, right, Becky?
It is. It's being considerate, being patient, being considerate.
That's right. And that way we're able to recycle more and being able to have things move smoothly with the recycling. And then when the containers are full, then it's just contacting and making sure that the appropriate people are contacted so that the new empty containers can be replaced, correct?
Can be replaced, switched out quickly, smoothly. And it's been nice these last couple of weeks. And I have cameras now so that I have access to be able to watch people move through. It is amazing to see how many people are using our recycling center. They're just constantly coming through, and they are using it appropriately, and then one person comes through and bogs it down.
Yeah.
So you just have to be considerate.
That's right. You know, we want to be able to recycle, and you know,
that's, we do.
Yeah, it's a good way to be able to, you know, make sure that things are staying out of the landfills, and that way it won't be costing the county extra money for having to make repairs or whatever needs to be done if things get bogged down. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Anything else, Becky, regarding the recycling program at the recycling center? I guess one thing we should mention is about if people really don't know where we're talking about, to tell us where the location is at.
Oh, the recycling center is located at 307 River Street. That's on the corner of River and Ray Street. The hours are Monday through Friday from 7 until 6 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 to 4. The telephone number is 264-4511. The website is www.lenaway.mi.us. And my name is Becky.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, thank you so much for being on the program. We certainly appreciate it. And, you know, I think it's really great to be able to put out these reminders every so often just to remind people about how fortunate we are to be able to have a recycling center for the whole county here in Adrian, and that we want to keep it operating well and so that we're able to keep recycling.
We sure do.
All right.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too, as well. Becky Barton, who is the Administrative Coordinator for the Solid Waste Program, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk to you again soon.